Code Red, Climate Activism Art Around the World, Level B1. From the first permanent climate art exhibit on board a polar expedition ship to a live opera on a climate disaster faux beach, these works of art create a sense of urgency around our climate crisis. By Kathleen Relihan. Engaging with art can make the world felt, and this feeling spurs thinking, connection, and even action, says Ólafur Eliasson, the Danish-Icelandic climate-focused artist, about the power of art as activism. Eliasson is part of a growing movement of artists, not only bringing more awareness to environmental perils, but also inspiring more urgency around our climate crisis. This week, the crisis was underscored as even more critical with the UN's Code Red for Humanity climate report, which US Special Climate Envoy John Kerry said calls for an overwhelming urgency for action. Inspiration leads to action, says Christina Beckman, co-founder of Tomorrow's Air, the first travel collective for carbon removal with permanent storage. Arts can capture our imagination and touch our hearts in ways that articles and charts and graphs cannot, says Beckman about why Tomorrow's Air created their Artists for Air community. I think artists are also seeing the world in new ways, communicating in fresh ways, and probably increasing our odds of gaining collective traction on this problem. If you want to take tangible, measurable action, artist or not, you can offset your emissions when you travel with permanent carbon removal through Tomorrow's Air. Climate action through art. The pandemic has not only exacerbated our fears about natural calamities, but it's isolated us from the immersive nature of experiencing art. So could there be any better time to be inspired by climate art from around the world? From a permanent climate art exhibit on board a polar expedition ship to a live opera performed on a climate disaster faux beach, these works of art make the case for a stronger connection to the natural world and imagine a more sustainable future. Change, aboard Endurance polar ship, Arctic, Antarctic. Lindblad Expedition's new polar vessel, National Geographic Endurance, is home to the first ever permanent ship-based climate art exhibition. Curated by artist Zaria Foreman, whose hyper-realistic, large-scale pastel drawings document climate change, the shipwide exhibit of original climate change art hopes to provoke thought and change as travellers witness the threatened beauty of the Arctic and Antarctic right outside their windows. Musan, Ayia Napa, Cyprus. Prolific eco-artist Jason Dekeres Taylor has created a first-of-its-kind underwater forest at the Museum of Underwater Sculpture, Ayia Napa. Here, snorkelers and divers can find 93 works of submerged art, including hybrid trees and life-sized figures that will attract coral growth in an area of the Mediterranean that is now depleted of marine life. Taylor tells Newsweek, the installation speaks directly about climate change and about holding people and corporations to account for their actions. Ghost Forest, New York City. While they might sound like fiction, ghost forests are a grave reality and a marker of climate change. The deadly remains of once verdant woodland, ghost forests are a result of rising sea levels and extreme weather events, such as hurricanes and drought. In an effort to raise awareness of climate change, artist Maya Lin has installed 49 leafless and stark 40-foot-tall dead cedar trees right in the centre of Madison Square Park through November 14th. The forest graveyard looms over passers-by, calling attention to an environmental calamity. Your Future Is Now, Porto, Portugal. Ólafur Eliasson's first solo exhibit at the Saralvas Museum of Contemporary Art includes several suspended three-dimensional sketches, both organic and artificial. Those in the surrounding garden are on exhibit through September 26th. In the exhibition catalogue, Eliasson says, "It's clear now that we cannot continue living as we did in the past and that all aspects of society will have to adapt to the climate crisis." Mirror Pavilion, Galway, Ireland. John Gerrard's outdoor installation is a striking high-tech art piece in the Irish countryside. With three mirror walls and a high-resolution LED wall, the work is a reflection of the escalating climate crisis with digital art and virtual simulation. This year, Mirror Pavilion will host a new piece, Leaf Work, on display during the Galway International Arts Festival 2021. Sun and Sea, Brooklyn, New York. Winning a Golden Lion Award at the 2019 Venice Biennale, this installation premieres in the US in September at Brooklyn's Art Museum before touring worldwide. A seemingly mundane day at the beach, this poignant opera performance uses 13 vocalists, around 25 tons of sand, and climate disaster references in song. The Great Barrier Reef is a bleached pallid whiteness to pose serious thought about the disastrous path our planet is on. Event Horizon, Copenhagen, Denmark. Using the moody dark tunnels of Cisternen, a 19th century underground water reservoir turned contemporary art space, Argentine artist Tomás Saraceno invites visitors to float through an immersive lit-up exhibition to view silvery sculptures amongst the dripstone cave stalactites. Absorbing the climate crisis, Art on Water nods to melting glaciers, rising sea levels and flooding, with an urgent message to change our actions in order to keep our planet afloat. The Garden of Earthly Worries, Apeldoorn, Netherlands. In stark contrast to the perfectly symmetrical 17th century Baroque gardens of Palais Het Loo, architect Daniel Libeskind's four abstract sculptures stand out. Each represents greenhouse gases that degrade the environment and contribute to our changing climate. This exhibition is the first time that contemporary art has been shown in the former Royal Dutch Palace. Expo 2020, Dubai, United Arab Emirates. The long-awaited first World's Fair in the Middle East will finally open this fall and run through March. It will feature large-scale art installations by contemporary artists from the UAE and Saudi Arabia that tackle environmental issues. The art will be housed at the Sustainability Pavilion Terra, which aims to be a net zero energy and net zero water project, making it a 100% self-sufficient building in the middle of a desert.